जय गिरिवराधारी, जय गिरिवराधारी, जय गोपी जनवल्लभ, जय गिरिवराधारी, जय गिरिवराधारी, जय गोपीजनवल्लभ, जय गिरिवराधारी, जय गिरिवराधारी, जय गोपीजनवल्लभ, जय गिरिवराधारी, जय गिरिवराधारी, जय यशोदनन्दना, जय ब्रजजनरञ्जना, जय यशोदनन्दना, जय ब्रजजनरञ्जना, जय यशोदनन्दना, जय ब्रजजनरञ्जना, जय यशोदनन्दना, जय ब्रजजनरञ्जना, जय यमुनातीर वनचारी, जय कुञ्जबिहारी, जयो यमुनातीर वनचारी, जय कुञ्जबिहारी, जयो यमुनातीर वनचारी, जय कुञ्जबिहारी, जयो यमुनातीर वनचारी, जय कुञ्जबिहारी, जय राधा माधव, 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 जय कुञ्जबिहारी, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nam Sankirtan ki jai. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 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 Hare Krishna, we are reading from Canto 11, Chapter 31st, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna, Text 21. Arjunah Priyasah Sakhyuh Arjunah Priyasah Sakhyuh Krishnasya Viraha Aturah Krishnasya विरहातुरः आत्मनं सांतव्यमास आत्मनं सांतव्य कृष्णगीतै सदुक्तिभिः कृष्णगीतै सदुक्तिभिः अर्जुनः प्रेयसः सख्युः कृष्णस्य विरहातुरः आत्मनं सांतव्यमास कृष्ण गीते सदुक्तिभिः अर्जुनः प्रेयसः सख्युः कृष्णस्य विरहातुरः कृष्ण आत्मनं सांतव्यमास आत्मानं सांतव्य कृष्ण गीते सदुक्तिभिः अर्जुनः प्रेयसः सख्युः कृष्णस्य विरह आतुरः आत्मानं सांतव्यमास कृष्णगीतै सदुक्तिभिः अर्जुनः प्रेयसः सख्यु कृष्णस्य विरह आतुरः आत्मानं सांतव्यमास कृष्णगीते सदुक्तिभिः अर्जुनः प्रेयसः सख्युः कृष्णस्य विरहातुरः आत्मानं सांतव्यमास कृष्ण गीते सदुक्ति भी अर्जुनः प्रेयसः सख्युः कृष्णस्य विरह आतुरः आत्मानं सांतव्यमास कृष्ण गीतै सदुक्तिभि वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद अर्जुनः अर्जुन प्रेयसः ऑफ हिज डियर सख्युः फ्रेंड कृष्णस्य लॉर्ड कृष्णा Viraha, because of the separation. Aturaha, distressed. Atmanam, himself. Santavyam, Asha, consoled. Krishna Gitehe, with the song sung by Lord Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita. Saduktibhihi, with the transcendental words. Translation. Arjuna felt great distress over separation from Lord Krishna, his dearmost friend. But he consoled himself by remembering the transcendental word of Lord that he had sung to him. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Arjuna remembered such verses from the Gita as Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabritah moodhoyam nabhijanati loko mam ajam avyam. Bhagavad Gita 7.25. I am never manifest to the fullest and intelligent. For them, I am covered by my eternal creative potency, yoga maya. And so, the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible. Similarly, Srila Jiva Goswami has mentioned the Gita verse, Mam evasyasi satyam te prati jane priyosi me, Bhagavad Gita 18.65. Quote, you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. He has also quoted from Swargapura Parva of Mahabharata as follows. Dadarsa tatra govindam brahmane vapushu panvitam teneva drishta purvena sadrishyuna pashuchitam Dipyamanam sva vapusha devyair astir upakrishtam upaskritam chakra parabhuritar gurair divya purusha vigrahai upasyamanam virena phalgunena savarchasha yatha swarupam kaunteya tathaiva madhusudanam Tav ubhavo purusha vyagru samudviksha yudhisthiram yatharuham pratipadye pujya deva pujitau. The translation of these verses. There Yudhisthir saw Lord Govinda as the absolute truth in his original personal form. He appeared just as Yudhisthir had seen him before, with all the same characteristic. He was glowing brilliantly with the effulgence coming from his own body, and he was surrounded by his transcendental weapons, the disc and so on, which appeared in their fearsome personified forms. O descendant of Kunti, Lord Madhusudana was being worshipped by the effulgent hero Arjuna, who also appeared in his original form. When these two lions among men, who are worshipable by the demigods, noticed the presence of Yudhisthira, they approached him with proper respect and offered him worship. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Padkamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam. సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగన లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ బ్లెసింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్డ్ వైష్ణవస్. మెనీ ఆఫ్ మై శిక్షా గురుస్ ఆర్ హియర్ అండ్ బై దియర్ కైండ్ బ్లెసింగ్స్ ఐ వుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సే సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఐ హవ్ హర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ దెమ్ అండ్ వుడ్ బి జస్ట్ ప్రజెంటింగ్ ఇట్ ఫార్ దియర్ ప్లేజర్ అండ్ మై ఓన్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: అర్జున ఫెల్ట్ గ్రేట్ డిస్ట్రెస్ ఓవర్ సెపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, his dear most friend, but he consoled himself by remembering the transcendental words the Lord had sung to him. So here we are seeing Arjuna is finding great distress, you know, and he is getting consoled by remembering Bhagavad Gita. So we will be a little bit discussing on distress. Bhagavad Gita, when it was spoken, at that time also Arjuna was in great distress. At that moment he was not able to decide whether he should fight or he should abstain from the battle. He was in great confusion. Why? Because he was finding that in front of him are his own relatives, very very dear to him, his grandfather Bhishma Pitama, who had loved him. The love which Arjuna had received from Bhishma Pitama was like the love which generally a father gives to his son. He was the most dear of Bhishma Pitama. Similarly, Dronacharya, his beloved guru, he was the favorite disciple of Dronacharya. So he was so much obliged that how come in front of me my grandfather is there, my spiritual masters Kripacharya, Dronacharya, and so many relatives are there, how can I fight with them? So this distress was very much painful to him when Bhagavad Gita was spoken. And here now, at this particular moment, Krishna has departed, and now Krishna was the most dear to Arjuna, and now Arjuna is feeling separation from Krishna, that how I will be able to live without him. So we'll see the difference between these two distress. The first distress which Arjuna is feeling when the Bhagavad Gita was spoken, and the second distress here when Krishna has departed. The first distress, if we analyze properly, we find there is element of material relationship involved. You know, why Arjuna is distressed? Because Arjuna is considering, here is my grandfather, here is my guru, here is are my relatives. Had they not been there, Arjuna would not have been so much in distress. So it was familial connection. It was the material relationship which was coming into picture, and because of which Arjuna was very, very much distressed. In this second, it's purely spiritual. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and anyone who is connected to Krishna, and whatever remembrance and the intensity of relationship with Lord is there, it's purely spiritual. So one side, it is the material relationship, and another side, it is spiritual relationship. But the beauty is, in both cases, it is the Bhagavad Gita which consoled Arjuna. In first, when Arjuna was distressed because of material relationship, Bhagavad Gita helped him to come out from that. And in second, when Arjuna was in great distress that Krishna is going to depart, again the same Bhagavad Gita consoled him. What is this beauty of Bhagavad Gita? What is there in this book? What is the magic here? That two different diseases, it may appear same, but the medicine is the same by which both of these diseases has been cured. In one side, it is completely material affliction, and that has been cured. And another side, it's like spiritually Arjuna is feeling so much vacant. Arjuna is feeling so much distressed. Now his most beloved dear Lord is not there. And same Bhagavad Gita, same medicine. And again Arjuna comes back to his original position. What is this beauty of Gita? We are going to discuss in great detail about this. But before proceeding to that, let's come to another distress. The distress of Advaita Acharya for the living entities. All of us know, the living entities were very, very happy, you know. In Navadvip and other areas, they were so very happily living, so very happily, you know, enjoying dharma, artha, kama, moksha, dharma, artha, kama. And here, Advaita Acharya was in great distress. So these people are happy, and seeing these people happy, he was getting distressed. Why? Because a Vaishnava is par dukha dukhi. But question arises, what par dukha dukhi? They are sukhi. They are very, very happy. You know, they are very nicely enjoying their lives. But Advaita Acharya is seeing them dukhi. Why? Again, we are going to discuss this also. And the fourth distress, how our devotees, they say, kaivalya narakayate. People give up all this different kind of distress. They want to give up this kind of distress so that they can get liberation and become one and get santi, santi, santi. And our acharyas are saying, this is narak, this is hell. And our acharyas become distressed that someone is going in that direction. The fourth kind of distress. So we are seeing the first distress, Arjuna's material attachment. Second distress, Arjuna's spiritual attachment towards Krishna. The third distress is the living entities' happiness, so-called happiness in this material world, seeing which devotees become distressed. And the fourth distress is how living entity thinking that if I will merge, I will become one with the Supreme, and there I will be liberated, I will feel amazing peace. Seeing that also, devotees feel it's a distressful situation. For for all these four distresses. The solution is there in Bhagavad Gita. Externally speaking, it looks different people are having distress, but the complete solution is provided in Gita. Now let's analyze one by one. Gita, Bhagavad Gita, we have also heard many a times, and many of our devotees also, whenever they find difficulty or challenges or any kind of distress, they approach Gita and they find their problem is solved, some doubts were resolved, some answers which they were looking for, it has come. Not just devotees, even common great personalities, they also say that, you know, whenever I get any difficulty, I come into some kind of doubtful situation, I approach Gita and then Gita solves my problem. So what is there in Bhagavad Gita? So that's what we are going to discuss in our today's class. So anyone who takes shelter of Gita, Bhagavad Gita ensures that he will get rid of that particular problem for which he is approaching Gita. Why? Because Gita is not some material book, some material sound vibration, some material thing of this world. It is Krishna's transcendental words. And because it is Krishna's transcendental words, doesn't matter who is approaching this transcendental personality or the words of this transcendental personality, the effect will be, it's a reciprocation. So it's not a book which I will read and I will get the same meaning, and some other person will read, he will also get the same meaning. This book is a book which will give the insight depending on the state or consciousness of that person, because it is spiritual. And that's why we see even Srila Prabhupada wanted to give another more and more different purports to Bhagavad Gita, because there are so many different acharyas, they have seen Bhagavad Gita from different angles, and he also wanted that if time permits, if Krishna wills, then more and more different purports can be given. Why? Because this is a transcendental book. This is transcendental sound vibration. It is not limited to just few words. Depending on the consciousness of a person who is approaching Gita, Gita will accordingly reciprocate. So it's a state specific. Which state we are in, accordingly Gita will reveal its meaning. So in these four cases, first case, Arjuna is materially inflicted. You know, the relationships of this world, you know, because of which he is thinking, I don't want to fight. Krishna clears it through different slokas and he comes back to action. The second thing, when Arjuna is again distressed in this particular situation, that Krishna has departed, again, the greatness of Krishna, that particular aspect again resolves Arjuna's doubt. And that's why here the verse which has been presented, Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudho yam nabhijanati loko mam ajam avyam. Because when Lord Krishna was personally present, at that time also many people saw Krishna face to face in front of him. But did they recognize that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Did they accepted him, Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because it is entirely upon the Lord whether he wants to reveal himself to the person in front of him or not. And how Lord reveals, it entirely depends on what is the consciousness of that person. Based on the consciousness of that person, Lord reveals. So the second distress of Arjuna is also getting clarified by same Bhagavad Gita. The third distress which we discussed, that how Advaita Acharya, seeing the dukkha seeing the misery of the entire living being, he is very, very miserable. Again, Bhagavad Gita itself says, you know, that how great personalities, they want to distribute this knowledge. And those who distribute this, they are very, very dear to him. Why they are very, very dear to him? Because this is what is the heart of the Lord. The heart of the Lord is every living entity who are there in this material world would return back to him. And anyone who is considering the heart of the Lord and taking that anxiety, taking that distress, how much that devotee is dear to the Lord. And so, Lord personally comes to reciprocate to Advaita Acharya's desire as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that how I reciprocate according to the way the person approaches. And here the person who is approaching with the desire, which is the desire of the Lord only. This is the third. And fourth, distress is how when devotee sees that, oh, this living entity is trying to merge in Brahman. He is, thinking that let me become one with God. Devotee becomes distressed. And what is the proof? Proof is the entire all purports of Srila Prabhupada. Wherever anything comes, where anyone is even little bit inclining towards merging in Brahman, Srila Prabhupada immediately comes and warns by Mayavad, Bhasila, Hoel, Sarvanas and many, many things. Again, why? Because Srila Prabhupada, knowing the heart of the Lord, he knows the living entity can only be happy when he will be in service, in rendering service to the Lord. And even though externally speaking, Brahman may not have quote unquote distress, but that is not the original position of the living entity. And because that is not the original position, the living entity cannot be happy, which this living entity is looking for. So all these four distresses are being resolved and being presented how to solve it in Bhagavad Gita. So how we will approach Gita, accordingly Gita will reciprocate according to our consciousness. So now we are moving how when we take shelter of Gita, what is the meaning of taking shelter of Gita? Just like when we say, okay, let's take shelter of Sri Radha Gopinath ji. So what does it mean? Okay, I am coming and I am bowing my head. I am expecting Lord to hear my prayers and I am ready to follow whatever Lord wants. Similarly, taking shelter of Gita, what does it mean? We are going to discuss this. So the first is, the first aspect of taking shelter of Gita is from the alphabet S, is seeing from Gita's perspective. You know, when we have taken shelter of someone, how that particular person sees the entire world, when we see the entire world and everything from that perspective, it means we have taken shelter. Similarly, Gita is spoken by whom? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the designer, the controller, the person, the very person who has created this entire manifestation. And he is presenting what is what. What can be a better version to understand what is what? What can be a better lens to see what is what than the person who is giving the lens according to what has been created, and this is the lens through which you should see. That is 8x8 vision. Perfectly you can see everything as it is, because this is the designer's version. This is the designer or the creator's version. Seeing from Lord Krishna's vision. That is the first aspect of shelter. And through this, we are able to see all these things properly. Whatever we see around, if we see properly, there are five things. The living entities, the jiva. The second is, the karma of living entities, because of which different things are happening. Third, the prakriti, the external nature. You know, the Prakriti is giving body to the living entity, and you know, material nature is around. Fourth is a time factor. The time factor is changing, and because of which so many changes are there. And fifth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under which everything is happening. And all these five things has been explained in great detail with complete clarity, so that we can understand exactly the purpose of this particular place. If we will not have the designer or creator's version to see the entire things, we will never able to understand the purpose of this world. We will continue to remain in the speculation state. It may be like this, it may be like that, it may be like this. And our journey will be in an infinite loop to understand the purpose. But when we will see the things from the creator's perspective, when we will see things from the person who has made it, designed it, we will be able to see the complete clear picture of the purpose behind this entire material world and everything. So Bhagavad Gita, in very, very succinct, eloquent words, explains all these five things in very, 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 very eloquent words. Entire Vedas, Puranas, and so many Itihasas, they are giving so many case studies and so many things to explain this. However, Gita in just 700 slokas is giving whatever is required. Whatever is required in 700 slokas. So that's the eloquence of Gita. And we can take shelter of Bhagavad Gita first by taking the vision or seeing the world according to the Lord's version. The second aspect is from the alphabet H. When we take shelter of Lord or Bhagavad Gita, whenever we come, the beauty is Lord honors it. How Lord honors it? He says, anyone who is studying Gita, he is worshipping me by his intelligence. So Lord is honoring, oh, you are coming to read Bhagavad Gita? Wonderful. You are worshipping me with your intelligence. So this is how, when we are taking shelter or we are approaching to take shelter, that time only, you know, Lord is appreciating and Lord is honoring. Wow, wonderful. Go ahead. And I am ready to help you in your quest. Not just that. Four kind of people come to Krishna, as Bhagavad Gita itself says, artho artharthi jigyasu jnani. And among this, in the next verse says, the Lord says that among all these four people, jnani is the best. But immediately after that verse, Lord says, but I consider all these four, all these three category also udar or magnanimous. So again here, Lord is very much honoring anyone who is coming to Krishna, anyone who is coming to Bhagavad Gita, anyone who is approaching Bhagavad Gita for whatever purpose. He may be coming to Gita because he is desiring some kind of economic upliftment in life, or he may be thinking, I am very much distressed, let me come to Bhagavad Gita to find out some solution, or he may have so many other desires, or he may desire liberation. For whatever purpose a person is coming, Lord is telling, you are magnanimous because you are coming to me or you are coming to Gita. So this is how the second aspect of shelter, that Lord is honoring these people who are coming and approaching Bhagavad Gita. Is it not so beautiful? In this world, if we go and approach someone, generally we are seen, oh, mere paas aaye ho, theek hai, baitho wahan aaram se. At right time I will approach you and I will give you. And here, Lord is so very merciful and so very happy that someone has come. Lord is saying, you are very udar. You had so many other choices. 10 choices you had, millions of choices you had, and you selected me. Thank you very much. This is what is the beauty of this personality or this particular book, Gita. That anyone who takes shelter or approaches to shelter, Lord very, very much honors that person who is taking shelter of him. So, Bhagavad Gita is not just a book to be read. It's a book where we are taking shelter of Lord. So, our consciousness So to be how much in line of the Lord. Lord is considering that you are udar, that you are coming to me. We should not think, oh, we are doing a great, you know, kind of favor to Krishna. It is Krishna's nature that he is so kind to us. So if we are in proper mood, that thank you, my Lord, you are blessing me this wonderful opportunity, Lord will reciprocate accordingly, and we will be able to get more and more insights of the Lord's wonderful words here. So we saw two things. S, the sight. Then H is honor. The Lord is honoring. And then E, from the word E, how anyone who approaches Gita nicely, he will be engaged in some yoga process. So Lord is giving there multiple choice, so many options, you know. Okay, whichever situation you are in, take some linking process. Engage yourself in some linking process with the Lord, with me. You know, you are very, very much attached. Do karma yoga. Oh, you are detached. Do jnana yoga. Oh, you want to do something with heart, then do bhakti yoga. Then some people want to do Ashtanga yoga, that option is also there. So Lord is giving so many options there, and want to provide among all these options, let you choose whatever you feel appropriate. So here he is engaging, not just theoretical shelter Lord is giving, practical shelter he is giving by telling what you need to do, how you can come more and more closer to me. So this is the third aspect of shelter, that when we are going and approaching and studying Bhagavad Gita, the third aspect is how we are engaging ourselves in some of these yogas, bhakti yoga or karma yoga, in whatever way, in whichever state we may be in. This is E. We can discuss quite length. We have less time, so I am just discussing. Then the fourth aspect of shelter is from the word L, and it is how Lord gives us, let you choose. That is the fourth aspect. I have given you this knowledge, yatha ichchasi tatha kuru. You know, it is not that I am forcing you this, you know, that you do this, you do that. Even after telling everything, Lord gives entire choice whether you want to accept it, reject it, not follow it, follow it. You see the consequences, everything I am presenting. Lord is not intervening in the choice of the living entity. He is telling everything completely, with complete clarity, with complete conviction, but still he lets us to choose whether we want to take his shelter or whether we want to remain independent. So this is the fourth aspect of this beautiful shelter, which we can learn from the Lord, that how Lord, when he is giving shelter to anyone, he still gives independence, that you have the choice to choose. I have told you everything, but still, if you want to return back to me, these are the processes, these are the methods, these are the ways, and if not, then the consequences will be like that, but still you are free to choose. So he leads us to choose. It's a beautiful, beautiful characteristic of the Lord. Even though Lord is the supreme controller, even though he is the supreme well-wisher of everyone, but still he gives freedom. He gives complete full choice to all of us, giving us a great lesson in our own lives, that how choices, whatever choices we are selecting, it is we who are responsible for the consequences. It is not the Lord. So it is not that someone will tell that, no, this happened because of God. No, Lord has given everything to you. Now it is what choices you have selected in your life. Depending on that, you have got whatever different reactions. So how beautiful Bhagavad Gita is teaching. Just by this simple, you know, one sloka, yatha ichchasi tatha kuru, Lord is giving such a big message That even entire knowledge, wisdom has been given, still I am not hampering, I am not curtailing, I am not controlling your choice mechanism. Now you choose. So many a times, if we are not under right guidance, if we are not under association of devotees, if we have not thoroughly or scrutinizingly studied, many a times we may take another route. We may not take full advantage of Lord's, you know, magnanimous nature. He is giving us free to choose, even, you know, we have studied everything. So that's why it is told, even if Lord has blessed Bhagavad Gita, it is the Bhagavats. When we live near Bhagavatas, those who are living the Gita principle, then we will be able to increase our choice muscles. We will be able to choose right things at right time. Otherwise, even though Lord has spoken everything, Lord has given Bhagavad Gita, this wonderful book by which we can come out from the distress, any kind of distress, but still we may not be able to choose the right thing. Why? Because it entirely depends on what kind of association we are in. If we are in association of devotees, then by their example, we will be able to select the right choices every time. And the life is such that only one thing is constant, and that thing is we will have to continue to choose different choices every moment. Everything else will change, but we will have to choose the right choices that will remain constant. So here we saw that how the Lord is allowing, let you decide, let you choose. Then comes the next alphabet, T. And here Lord tells that the shelter comes if we have these two things, and that is tolerance in our life. Many a time when we approach and take shelter of the Lord, it is not that the way we are expecting, you know, that shelter, it will be, you know, it will be having that kind of situation. We will have to tolerate because we are materially conditioned. And because we are materially conditioned, it will take substantial amount of tolerance. It will take substantial amount of time as well, you know, to appreciate what this shelter is blessing. A person just, you know, we were discussing one of the person who was coming in our program, and you know, he happened to come to temple, and he told Prabhuji, everything is fine in temple, you know, it's quite good, quite nice, but only one thing I don't like. Well, what? Prabhuji, bahut bheed bahut jyada, you know, it's really crowded on Sundays, you know, it's really very, very crowded. I don't like that. No. I told, see, we will have to tolerate something. Don't you tolerate this when you go in trains? Can you avoid it? Don't you tolerate this when you are going to, you know, go to some movie, there is long queue and you have to purchase the ticket in long queue? We will have to tolerate. Similarly, in the spiritual life also, when we are taking shelter of the Lord, shelter of Gita, we will have to tolerate. What we may have to tolerate? One thing is, we don't like reading Bhagavad Gita. You know, that may be one of the things. Whenever I come to Bhagavad Gita, I find, you know, sleepiness. I become immediately lazy, or, you know, I want to take rest. Yes, but then we will have to tolerate. That is one of the prices we have to pay to express our real appreciation for this shelter. So this T, and then finally from the word E, is how when we continue to take shelter of Gita, how this Gita will give ever new, ever fresh realizations. This shelter is not stale. It's not just, you know, ghisa pita ek hi cheez. It's such a fresh thing every time. We have heard many devotees when they speak from same sloka, newer and newer, newer and newer meanings, newer and newer insights, newer and newer dimensions, newer and newer outlook. How it comes? That is the power of the shelter. that when a person is taking shelter of Lord, Lord reciprocates with ever newer, ever fresh realizations, ever fresh insight. And that's why we again and again hear Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrit Aswadanam. You know, a spiritual life, it may look like same activities, everyday same activity, everyday same activity, everyday same activity, but externally speaking it may look same activities, but internally the joy, internally the reciprocation, internally the realizations, internally the different insights may be newer and newer and ever fresh and ever increasing. And that is what this shelter is providing. That is what this shelter is promising. In this material world, even though we may try different varieties, still after some time we become bored. That is the nature of this material world. Diminishing return. You take two gulab jamun, third gulab jamun looks ari abhine. You know? But here in a spiritual life, because right now we are in a process of purification, that's why we are not able to appreciate this particular fact. But as the process of purification continues, in due course of time, we see, you know, great personalities, they sit here and different places on Vyasas and they speak same pastime in so much great details. And those details we might have heard earlier also. But they release it. How? Because that's the nature of this content. That's the nature of a spiritual topic. Ever fresh realizations, ever fresh insights. Even though externally speaking the words will look same, externally speaking the pastime will be same. That is what this shelter is giving. That's what Bhagavad Gita is giving. So we should not think that, oh, we are, I have already read Bhagavad Gita, abhi isme humko solution pata nahi milega ki nahi milega. No! Please read it with right consciousness. It will provide whatever we need. And we saw ever newer and newer realizations. And finally, from the alphabet R, it's very nice that how Bhagavad Gita and this shelter is so wonderfully reciprocative. You know, it reciprocates that we will be surprised, we will be just amazed that how this particular sloka had so many wonderful meanings. This particular sloka, this particular sentence had so many wonderful insights. And not just that, not just meaning, not just realizations, the most beautiful thing that the Lord rewards, this Bhagavad Gita rewards the living entity by reinstating him in his original glory. And what is that reinstating in original glory? What the living entity is actually, you know, aspiring for from time immemorial, going birth after birth from this life to so many life, just expecting that love, so many births it has just moved, that can be received in form of reciprocation from the Lord, that the living entity gets reinstated in its original glory. And what is that original glory? Jiver Swarup Hoye Krishner Nitya Das. And that is what happened. That is what happened in both cases. In first case, Arjuna again took up the bow and quiver and again went ahead to fight. Why? Because that was what Lord's desire was. Jiver Swarup Hoye Krishner Nitya Das means what? Das of whom? Das of the Lord. It means whatever Lord is desiring, I am ready to do it. And that's what Arjuna took the Kandiva and again moved on to fight the battlefield. So here, reinstating in one's original glory is very, very important to understand. It is to accept the fact that we are Lord's eternal servant and continuing that wonderful service which we are getting. That service, externally speaking, we may think, oh, I am in this particular temple, I am doing this service, that service. Someone in a spiritual world, he may be reinstated in original glory because he is getting directly opportunity to serve the Lord. No, it's same. In one way, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, by the desire of Srila Prabhupada, it's same, because here also we are getting the same opportunity to serve Radha Gopinath ji. When we will read Bhagavad Gita, when we will take shelter of Gita properly, we will know that here Radha Gopinath ji are standing, and we are mercifully given wonderful opportunity to serve him. Wonderfully we have given a wonderful family, which is his family, for us to care for them, to help them, to serve them in whatever humble capacity we have. And this is reinstating in original glory. This is what Bhagavad Gita will actually culminate in. So, Gita is very, very practical. Gita is very, very applicable in our own lives. It only depends on what a state we are in. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam sthitaye bhajamyaham. If you will consider it as a book, it will reciprocate as a book where we will be able to complete 800 pages. 800 pages has been completed. Oh, so many chapters has been completed. If you will approach Bhagavad Gita as wisdom, we will get wonderful wisdom, wonderful insights, wonderful principles, wonderful laws which is governing. But if we will understand Gita as love of the Lord to the living entity, then we will be able to appreciate, and we will be able to see the love of Lord in practically all situations of our lives. Situation may be up and down, situation may be difficult, but if we approach Gita as this is love of the Lord to the living entities, then we will be able to appreciate, and we will be also able to experience that love. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, our dear founder Acharya, he was practically in a very comfortable situation in this world. He was in Vrindavan, but then he took the distress of sharing this message, you know. Why? Because that is what was the desire of his spiritual master. So whenever we see service or seva, it means there will be some distress. Some distress will be there. Srila Prabhupada, it was a great distress in one way, but then it is burden of love. Without that also there will be distress. In this world there will be distress. Who can say there will be no distress? But then in this world, whatever distress we are going through, it will give us again this cycle to be continued. Whereas if we will take this distress, which is sharing the burden of love, what will be the blessings? The blessings will be perfection of our life. And that is what Arjuna was, in one way, was trying to go away from the distress. I don't want to fight with my family relatives. And he wanted to come out from that distress. But after Bhagavad Gita, after reading Bhagavad Gita, he took the distress. What was the distress? Fighting is not a very cool job. Fighting is not very, you know, easy job. It's a distress. But because it was taken for the Lord's pleasure, it was taken for, you know, considering a burden of love, this distress was very, very uplifting, as well as Lord became very much pleased. So in our Krishna conscious life also, as the word says, when Arjuna was in distress, he approached Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, in our lives also, we may be also may have different kind of distress, but the choice is whether that distress is of material nature or of a spiritual nature. Even it is of material nature or spiritual nature, in both cases we should approach Bhagavad Gita and take the shelter. And if we take shelter of Bhagavad Gita, we will see Krishna's wonderful reciprocation. At the end, we just conclude by repeating the word shelter. S standing for how he gives the sight, you know, through which we see things according to Krishna's version. Then H, how anyone who takes shelter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord honors him by saying he is udar, you know. Then E, how anyone who takes shelter, Lord engages. There are so many yoga processes, you please choose some practical. And then finally we saw L, Lord gives choice, you know. You have full choice whether you want to accept it or not in all situations. According to whatever way you will be accepting, be ready with the consequences. And then T, we'll have to understand, in all cases we'll have to tolerate. So why not to tolerate in wonderful way, accepting Gita? And then E, that we saw how it ever fresh and fresh realizations and insight if we will continue to accept Gita. And finally R, we will get reinstated in our original glory if we understand Bhagavad Gita. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Hare Krishna.